Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Mark Browning, or I'm sorry, Bible teacher Mark Browning, coming to you today from KWCD 92.3 FM right here in the studio because it's been holidays and things like that. And anyway, I hope everybody had a great new year or had a great Christmas. And let's hope that 2000 and believe that 2023 is going to be a wonderful time for all of us in the Lord, because it'll never be great in the world, because our adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but we're told to resist him steadfast in the faith. So I had the privilege of having my grandkids over during the holidays, and so they came over for New Year, and I had to play golf in some real cold weather. So, but my grandson Jack is real good at golf, and he had a good time. So I was just so glad that we were able to get together. So we're going to come to you today, and I'm going to teach you. Okay, I can't do it. My favorite Bible lesson that I learned from Andrew Womack, living in the balance of grace and faith. And so we're going to start reading out of Ephesians chapter 2. And it says, "In you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others." But look at verse 4. "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us." Boy, that's a verse that we all need to hear one more time. This is a good verse to hear to start 2023 out. "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." Now here's what I want you to get to. Verse 8. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So the book of Ephesians is the great book that reveals to us the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you skip over to chapter 1, you'll see that Paul says this in chapter 1. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Notice this. Now, we have been doing a series about discovering Jesus through the Gospel of John. And on the cross, Jesus spoke these amazing words in John 19:30. He said, "It is finished." So it's the finished work of Christ that gets revealed to us in the epistles. And specifically, if you read the book of Ephesians, you'll find out that we've been blessed. Ephesians 1:3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And then you go back to chapter 2, and remember, he tells us in chapter 2 that he raised us up together, verse 6, he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So don't make that, don't think that this is off in the future, that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, that's somewhere off in the future. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, because God in his graciousness, remember it says that because of the riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. He raised us up together and blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And it's a finished work. It's already been done. Everything that Jesus went through, he went through for everybody for all time. His blood was spilled for the remission of our sins. He was beaten with stripes so that our bodies could be healed. The crown of thorns was placed on his skull so that the chastisement of our peace could be put on him. And so the great truth that's contained in the scriptures is that everything we will ever need has been provided to us by grace through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's when it says in verse 8, so by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. By grace you have been saved through faith. So see how you need faith and grace working together. But what the mistake that's been made, and I made this mistake when I first started out and I came up underneath the faith message and got fired up by all the faith preachers. The mistake that I made is I thought that I had to move God with my faith. I had to get God to do something for me based on my level of faith. And in God's great goodness and mercy, he introduced me to a Bible teacher named Andrew Womack. And so if you can write this stuff down while you're listening, if you're not driving or whatever, it's Andrew Womack, W-O-M-M-A-C-K. And I was listening to his TV program one night in my house, and he was teaching on this subject of living in the balance of grace and faith. And he corrected my thinking when it came to this truth that we have to use our faith to get God to do something for us. The truth is God has already done everything we'll ever need through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the verse says that we've been blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So the work's been done. Now where faith comes in, where faith is important, is it says, for by grace you have been saved. So notice this. So for by grace you have been healed, because in that word saved is the Greek word sozo, and it includes everything every one of us will ever need emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, socially. So by grace we have been saved through faith. So God provided all those things to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's available to everybody. And that's the reason why he says, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So that's the reason why he puts it in that kind of terminology, because, and this is a mistake we made. We thought, well, I've got to use my faith to believe God to heal me. No, God already healed you 2,000 years ago when he placed stripes on the back of Jesus. See, those Roman soldiers whipped him. And when those Roman soldiers whipped him, that provided healing for everybody forever. We don't have to get God to heal us. We're already healed. Just like we don't have to get God to save us if we desire to be saved, because 2,000 years ago, Jesus shed his blood so that we could all be saved. And so salvation's available to everybody, and all we have to do is appropriate it with our faith. Faith appropriates. Boy, I tell you what, if you got a piece of paper or something, and or if you can listen to this again, because these are on our website, lifeinchristchurch.net. If you can listen to these again, faith simply appropriates what God has already provided by grace. And see, I spent a long period of my Christian life thinking that I had to build myself up to a certain faith level. And then if I got myself built up to a certain faith level, and if I crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's, then I would get my body healed, or I'd get my mind renewed, or I'd get my finances met. But I finally had somebody teach me the truth, and that is that Jesus has already met every need. John 19:30, it is finished. Jesus has already met every need we'll ever have, and all we have to do is appropriate it by faith and say, and take it into our life by faith. God's not doing it to us because we deserve it. Remember, it's not of works, lest anyone should boast. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. We're simply receiving into our lives what God gave to us by grace. That's what we're doing. We're simply receiving into our lives what God has already given to us by grace. See, it was the grace of God that motivated God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to do what they did through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. It was the grace of God that allowed Jesus to be crucified. It was the grace of God that allowed Jesus to be whipped. It was the grace of God that allowed Jesus to have those crown of thorns put on his head. He bled from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And everything that he did for our salvation. He did for us. The Bible says that Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, he was made to be sin. He became the sacrifice for all of us for all time. And one of the things that I figured out and I've tried to explain to people is that if you're an evangelical Christian, if you've gone to church and you know about the phraseology of being born again or being saved, you know that the way that you got born again, the way you got saved, was you simply heard somebody tell you the good news. And that's in, let me read that to you in 1 Corinthians 15. That's a good verse to read. Let me turn over there. If you got saved, you simply had somebody come along and tell you the good news that's found in 1 Corinthians 15. Let me get over there. We got time. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. And let me read this to you. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. Verse 3, here it is. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now remember, think about this for a minute. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Well, that was 2,000 years ago. That wasn't yesterday. And the Bible says he's only going to die one time. So 2,000 years ago, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. That's what God did for us by grace. That's what he did for us by grace. The grace of God put the Lord Jesus Christ on a cross so that we could be saved by our faith in him. And that happened 2,000 years ago. That didn't happen yesterday. That happened 2,000 years ago. So by grace, that's available to everybody. Everybody tracking with me? You see that? Listen, and then verse 4 says, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 2,000 years ago, he was buried, and 2,000 years ago, he rose again the third day. By grace, Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God through the Holy Spirit so that everybody that believes on him can be saved. So see, here's how it works. Somebody comes along and tells you this good news. Jesus died for your sins, and he rose from the dead for your justification. You hear that message, you believe that message, and by faith, you acquire what God has already provided to you by grace. See that? You use your faith, you say, yes, I believe that. You say, the book of Romans says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So somebody comes along and tells you, hey, I've got good news for you. Jesus died for your sins, and on the third day he was raised from the dead for our salvation. And you receive that information by faith, and because God gave it to you by grace, it becomes a reality into your life. But here's the thing. It's for everybody. It's not just exclusive to you. It's for whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So if we would understand that concept, this is what I want you to see. If we would understand that concept that 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, Jesus was buried, and Jesus rose from the dead. If we would understand that not only did that happen 2,000 years ago, but the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24 that by his stripes we were healed. So salvation through his blood is available to everybody, and healing by his stripes is available to everybody. And notice that it's made available on the basis of grace, not on the basis of being able to earn it. And so that means it's available to everybody. So God's not waiting for you to get to a certain faith level for you to receive these great things into your life. He's simply waiting for you to realize what Jesus did for you. And of course, you got to find that out. You got to have somebody tell you that he healed you 2,000 years ago. You got to have somebody tell you that he freed you up mentally and emotionally and financially 2,000 years ago. You got to have somebody tell you that, but you got to understand that that grace that God provided for everybody was for everybody. It's not just exclusive to you, but it's available to anybody who will reach out by faith and receive it. Boy, that is so important to understand. So in my life, I say, okay, Lord, I believe that by grace, I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I see in the book of Ephesians that I've been raised up with the Lord, and I've been made to sit with him in heavenly places. So all those blessings there are mine, and they belong to me because I'm sitting with Jesus in heavenly places. And so then I have to understand that when I'm attacked with sickness and disease, I have to understand that it's been made available to me, but not because I'm some Mr. Goody Two Shoe or because I'm over here on the radio doing this program, but because of God's grace and mercy, he did these things for me. And so that's the reason why I'm able to appropriate it into my life. And that's the reason why everybody else is able to appropriate it into their life. So the key is to find out the right information. The key is to understand that God, by grace, has provided everything we'll ever need through the finished work of Jesus Christ. And it's up to us to use our faith to appropriate it. Now, the other question that got answered for me is found in Romans chapter 12, because then people say, well, that's my problem. I don't have any faith. Well, yeah, you do. Now, let's go back to Ephesians 2 first. And remember, it says that before by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So faith's a gift that's imparted to you when you hear the word of God. So you do have faith. And in the book of Romans chapter 12, and I really like the old King James version of this translation the best, but in the book of Romans chapter 12, it says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one. New King James says, but old King James says, God has dealt to each one the measure of faith. Every person that hears the word of God and believes it has faith. And it's just been a lie of the devil to make us think, well, we just don't have enough faith. If I could just get more faith, if I could just have faith like so-and-so, or if I could, you know, bawl and squall and beg and borrow, maybe I'd get more faith from God. No, God gave you faith at salvation. God gave you faith at salvation. And so everybody has the measure of faith, and we're not using our faith. I'm going to keep stressing this. We're not using our faith to talk God into doing something for us, or to making, or to building our faith to a level to where God is finally pleased with our faith quest. We are simply using the faith that God gave us at salvation to appropriate into our lives all the wonderful blessings that have been provided to us through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those wonderful blessings are salvation, being saved, being born again, becoming a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 1 Peter 1:23 says that we have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. See, the word of God has the faith of God in it. And when we receive the word of God, we receive the faith, and we accept what Jesus did for us relative to salvation, and we become born again. And then I've already quoted to you. Somebody said, well, what about healing? Well, 1 Peter 2:24, let's go read that. Let me read these verses to you. We'll use this opportunity on this first Bible lesson of 2023 to read these verses to you. And then my recommendation is for you to then go back and look them up for yourself and mark them and read them and meditate on them. And then understand that all these things were provided to every single one of us by grace through faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So we're simply releasing our faith and taking what God has already given to us by his grace. He's already given us a salvation. So we can become new creatures in Christ. We can know that heaven is our home. And then 1 Peter 2:24 says, I'm sorry. Yep. 1 Peter 2:24. Let me read this to you. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. There it is. See, now remember, let's keep thinking about this. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Notice, not just Mark Browning. Jesus Christ, 1 John says that Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for everybody, for the sins of the whole world. He paid for the sins of the whole world. And so who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. God by grace had Jesus bear all of our sins on the tree. The reason why Jesus was the sin bearer was because Jesus was God. God was manifested in the flesh. Don't forget that. That's John 1:14. God was manifested in the flesh. And the Bible tells us that he lived 33 and a half years on this earth, and he was tempted in all points as we were, yet without sin. Isn't that amazing? And he did this for everybody. See, he did this for everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God so loved the world that Jesus came down from heaven. God, the second person of the Godhead. The Bible tells us that he was in the beginning with God, that all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. The second person of the Godhead sacrificed and humbled himself to such a degree that he actually contained himself in a human body and walked on this earth for 33 and a half years, and he knew no sin. I already quoted it, but I'll say it one more time. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He who knew no sin was made to be sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And notice, that was what God did for every one of us by grace. And now look at this. Look at this. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. See, so a sinless body. Jesus had never sinned. So when Jesus was offered on that cross, his blood was sinless. His blood was divine. His blood paid for the sins of all sins ever committed in the past, in the present, and in the future. Think about that. See, because he only died one time, and that was 2,000 years ago. So you believe that he did that for you 2,000 years ago, and it saved you. And because his sinless blood, the divine sinless blood of Almighty God in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, paid for the sins of the whole world, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, see, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. By grace, Jesus bore all of our sins. And all we have to do to receive it into our life is to accept it and believe it by faith. And that's where faith kicks in. Faith is not some treadmill you get on, or you keep earphones in plugged into your ear so that you get your faith level built up so God will finally do these things for you. God has already done it all for you. He's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's already done it. It's simply a matter of us appropriating it by grace through faith. Now, Lotus, now listen, by whose stripes you were healed. Same thing. I've said it over. I'll say this. If we would just simply teach this principle the same way we teach salvation, the same way the evangelicals and born-again Pentecostals and charismatics and people like that, if we would just teach healing the same way that we teach salvation, healing for the physical body would be so much easier to receive. Because notice it says, by whose stripes you were healed. Well, listen, those stripes were laid on him 2,000 years ago. And so not only did his blood pay for salvation for all of eternity, but his stripes paid for our healing for all of eternity. And we simply need to reach out by faith and receive it. And say the same thing we say when we come to the altar to get saved. Remember, it says, by grace you have been saved. And then if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And then one of the things that a good minister will have you turn around and do is, if you've done that from your heart, you simply say, thank God I'm saved. Because you appropriate what God has already provided for you by grace through faith. And faith is activated by what you say. And so you turn around and you say, hey, I'm saved. I believe Jesus died. I believe he was buried, and I believe he rose again the third day. Well, it's the same concept when it comes to healing. His stripes healed us 2,000 years ago. So you have to say to your body, you're healed. By faith, I receive what God provided for me by grace, and that was healing for my physical body. And so I say with my mouth, I am healed. Now, I know that's kind of I know so many people, this is a new concept for you, and I know some of you, this maybe be the first time you've heard it said this way, but I'm telling you, if we would look at it that way, if we would look at sickness and disease like that, we would get so much better results, because so many people are going to God to try to get healed when God has already healed them 2,000 years ago by the stripes of Jesus. Remember, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And if you're in Christ Jesus, you've been raised with Jesus, and you've been made to sit with Jesus in heavenly places. So healing belongs to you. And you simply appropriate healing the same way you appropriated your salvation, by saying with your mouth, because you believe in your heart, I am healed. And I know that's it takes some time, it takes some effort to get this figured out, but I never will forget the first time I heard him teach his Bible lesson. Again, I learned this from Andrew Womack. I'm going to plug his website. It's awmi.net. He has material that he gives out free of charge. You know, if you can afford to pay for it, I want you to. I want you to pay for it. He has all this kind of material, and a couple of his books are that I would recommend everybody get would be Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith. That's a book he wrote. It's called Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith. And then he wrote a book called You've Already Got It. And so those are two books I would highly recommend. And again, his website is awmi.net, because you'll have to kind of get your mind renewed and transformed into thinking this way, because like I said, I was sitting back in my TV area one night watching this program, and I had watched him before, but I never really connected to him that much. And he was teaching this lesson about living in the balance of grace and faith. And that's when it dawned on me that I had it wrong, that I was placing the emphasis on me. I was placing the emphasis on some level of work. I was turning faith into a work. I was thinking that I had to build myself up to a faith level so that God would then do what I needed done. And then he showed me that God has already given us all the measure of faith, and that through grace, he's already done everything that we'll ever need in this life to live successfully, to overcome. Now, you're still going to have to deal with tribulation, persecution. There's going to be tragedy and plagues and things like that. We're not going to get out of this life without having to deal with stuff, but we can deal with it victoriously when we understand that God's already provided all the stuff we'll ever need by grace, and he provided it to us 2,000 years ago through in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me turn over to 2 Peter and read these verses to you, and we'll see if I can come to a closure a little bit. Let me read these verses to you in 2 Peter. And again, these are all things that, you know, these are all things that are in the Bible, and you gotta make an effort to find this stuff out. And that's why I'm giving you his website, and I'm coming over here and doing this on the radio. Let's read this. The second epistle of Peter. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, remember, to those of us who have obtained like precious faith, remember, we received this faith by grace. God gave us this faith as a gift. Every one of us has the measure of faith. God doesn't have personal favorites. God had to give everybody all the same stuff so that he could be just. He couldn't just dish it out proportionally to different people. He had to give it all to everybody through Jesus. Now, it only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that's worthy. He's the only one that's sinless. He's the only one that's got the name that's above every name. He's the only one that left heaven and paid for all of our sins and had stripes put on his body for our healing, and had that crown of thorns placed on his head for our peace. We don't have to be depressed. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be nervous. The peace of God that passes all understanding guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that's all been provided to us by grace. That's all been provided to us by grace. God gave it to everybody. It's available to everybody. See? Everybody see that? So to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. Now here it is. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. As his, divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Notice that. I'm going to read it to you again. As his, verse 3, as his divine power has, past tense, just like Ephesians, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. We have been blessed. This is 2 Peter 1, 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. His divine power gave to us all things that pertain to life and godliness because of his grace, not because we deserved it, not because we are worthy of it, but because of his grace, he gave us all these things that pertain to life and godliness by grace. We simply use what Peter calls like precious faith. We simply use our like precious faith to appropriate all of the things that God has given us. And according to this, it says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Not some things, not most things, not little things, but all things. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How's it come? Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises by grace. For by grace you have been saved. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, that in the ages to come God might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. It's available to everybody. It's available to every person, male and female, black and white, rich and poor, Democrat or Republican, libertarian. It's available to anybody because the grace of God has been made available to everybody through the Lord Jesus Christ, because 2,000 years ago, God lifted him up on a cross so that whoever believes in him will not perish. He did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's for everybody. And all we got to do is receive it by faith. And so if we're struggling emotionally, if we're struggling physically, if we're struggling financially, we need to recognize that God has already given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and he put that on the inside of us. And again, that's why you got to get these books and read them. I can't give you the entire synopsis of this in limited time space, but see, he placed all that stuff on the inside of us, and then we simply appropriate that out by faith. Not because we're super special, but because God loves us and he loves everybody and he wants us to have what he gave to us through Jesus. So he says, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine. That's God's nature. That's the nature of love. That's God's nature. God's not sick. God's not depressed. God's not sad. God's love. God is love. And we're a partaker of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Boy, I know, you know, I don't really want to talk that much more about it because I want you to kind of focus on this. So I'm going to do this again. My Bible lessons, you can find my Bible lessons on our website, which is lifeinchristchurch.net, and all of my sermons are available online. and you can listen to those and build yourself up and understand this, because I've been teaching this way since 2012. I'm no longer on a faith treadmill. I'm no longer trying to get God to do something for me, because when I get enough faith, I understand God already gave it to me, and I'm appropriating it into my life by faith and understanding it's available by grace. And so it's lifeinchristchurch.net. And again, I'm going to do this again. I know I've done a lot of promoting on this gentleman, but I can't help it because of how much it's changed my life. It's Andrew Womack, and it's awmi.net. And the two books that I'm highly recommending that you and by the way, you can download all this material. You can find these articles on his website, and they're available for free. And we're not over here to get anybody's money either. We're just over here to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. They're available for free. But again, if you can't afford it, I do want you to pay for them if you can. But you can get all these materials for free. And so the first book is Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith. The other book is called You've Already Got It. And then there's another book I think that would be real helpful. And it's called The True Nature of God. Because the other thing that a lot of the Christian world thinks is that God's mad at people, and God's not mad at anybody. Now, people are going to pay the price for their transgressions, because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God's not mad at anybody, but if you don't receive Jesus, like this verse says right here, if you don't receive Jesus and become a partaker of God's divine nature, you have the wrong nature, and so life's not going to work out well for you. But it's not because God's mad at you. It's not because God's out to get you. See, we just left the Christmas season, and remember what the angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. See, God has sent his peace offering through the Lord Jesus Christ, and God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself and not imputing man's trespasses unto them. So that's another great book to get, because you're going to have a hard time believing that God wants you healed, and that God wants your mind restored, and that God wants you emotionally stable, and that God wants you to be able to meet your own needs financially. You're going to have a hard time receiving that into your life until you understand God's character and God's nature. He didn't make us to be mean to us. He made us to love us. He made us so that he'd have somebody to fellowship with. And he told us to subdue things. Now, the devil became the god of this world, but we're not in the kingdom of darkness. We've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. And God's love and God's nature is on the inside of us, and that's why we have a right to be healed, to be saved, to be free, and to be emotionally stable. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen to that? I hope you can say amen to that. It's a privilege and an honor to come over here and share this with you. If you're listening to this program today, anyway, so those are the books, and that's the website, Living in the Balance of Grace and Faith. You've Already Got It, and The True Nature of God. And the website is awmi.net. My website is lifeinchristchurch.net. And you can listen to sermons that we preach live. They're interactive, and people are participating in the Bible lessons. If you've been listening to this radio program this morning and you've never received Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Bible says that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to them that believe in his name. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. As many as received Jesus. So if you've never received Jesus, why don't you do that today and become a partaker of God's divine nature and gain access, listen, by grace, you'll gain access by grace to everything that God's provided to you. And it's available to everybody. He doesn't have any favorites. He loves us all. It's available to everybody. The grace of God's available to everybody. So if you've never received Jesus, just say this with me. Say, Dear God, I've heard about the Lord Jesus today, and I want to receive him into my life. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I believe he was buried, and I believe that on the third day he rose from the dead for my justification. So I say with my mouth, Jesus, you are Lord, and I receive you into my life today in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, congratulations. You're a partaker of God's divine nature. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You've received the measure of faith. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places belong to you because you've been made to sit with Jesus in those heavenly places. And all things that pertain to life and godliness are yours now through your knowledge of Jesus Christ. God bless you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.